Welcome to Zichru Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar, and now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. 126 questions on 126 topics, covering 42 block, going from Daf Beis Masechet Shabbos all the way to Daf Mem Gimel. The quiz will be divided into six laps. Each lap will have 21 questions, but the topics will be taken from all or from many of the 42 block. So here goes. Question number one, lap number one. Which Daf do we talk about the depth of government thinking? That's on Daf Yudov. Good. Number two, where do we learn about throwing an object onto a nine tefachim post in Rishus Rabim? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number three, where do we learn that a malach has to be done single-handedly? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. Number four, where do we learn about the importance of treating sons equally? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Question number five, where do we learn the reason old tumah reverts in metalware was out of concern of disuse of the mechatas? That's on Daf Tazayin. Good. Number six, where do we learn that superior oils and wicks must be used in the base of Migdash? Lahalas Ner Tamid. That's on Daf Chafav. Good. Number seven, where do we learn about Hananya Mechizkiyahu that he was the one who resolved many of the contradictions between Savior Chezkel and the Torah? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number eight, where do we learn about the 18 Dvarim that were enacted? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number nine, where do we learn that extinguishing burning metal is permitted in Rosh Hashanah to protect the public? That's on Daf Mem Beis. Good. Number 10, where do we learn about visiting the sick on Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 11, where do we learn about the starting points of activities that enable you to continue the activity and not daven mincha? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number 12, where do we learn that the decree that showering after the mikveh makes one tamei? That's on Daf Yadalad. Good. Number 13, where do we learn about the three different cases of lamps? That's on Daf Chavtes. Good. Number 14, where do we learn that Yalvi Yavo is said on days when Musaf is recited? That's on Daf Chavdalad. Good. Number 15, where do we learn that there's no concern about wearing tefillin late Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 16, where do we learn that one should not rely on miracles and be in a dangerous place? That's on Daf Lamed Beis. Good. Number 17, where do we learn that Rabbi Yudo holds that two walls create a Rishus Yachid? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 18, where do we learn that setting something aside at Bein HaShemashos makes it prohibited all of Shabbos, such as building a little bridge for birds to walk on and off? That's on Daf Mem Gimel. Great. Number 19, where do we learn about the importance of informing one that a gift was given? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number 20, where do we learn about punishments for bad judgments? That's on Daf Lama Gimel. And fine, question number 21, where do we learn about lighting a fire in the base of Mokad Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. That concludes lap number one. Now we go to lap number two with question number 22. Where do we learn about how Hillel dealt with converts? That's on Daf Lamanov. Good. Number 23, where do we learn that Rava says the Yetzias in the Mishnah means Rishuyos domains? That's on Daf Base. Good. Question number 24. Where do we learn that glassware's transparency makes touching the outside like the inside? That's on Daf Tazayin. Good. Number 25. Where do we learn about the importance of speaking gently to the family Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf Lamed Daled. Good. Number 26. Where do we learn that the hand is considered like it's 4x4 tefachim? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 27. Where do we learn that Akira requires kavana, requires intent? That's on Daf Hey. Good. Number 28, where do we learn why Pishtun flax was called a tree? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 29, where do we learn about a cure that flared up after Ketuma? That's on Daf Lamed Zayin. Good. Number 30, where do we learn which materials are makabel Tuma? That's on Daf Chav Zayin. Good. Number 31, where do we learn about the conditions for Chazorah? That's on Daf Lamed Ches. Good. Number 32, where do we discuss roasting an egg next to a kettle? That's on Daf Lamerches, good. Number 33. Where do we learn about the four domains, the Dal Rishuyas? That's on Daf. Vav, great. Number 34. Where do we learn about Hananya's view regarding leaving food on Akira Erev Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed Vav, great. Number 35. Where do we learn Rabbi Akiva Shita, the Kutu Kamin Shechun Chadamya, that something in airspace is as if it came to rest there? That's on Daf. Dalet, good. Number 36. Where do we learn about inferior wicks and fuels? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. Number 37. Where do we learn about Chori Rishusa Rabim, crevices in Rishusa Rabim? That's on Daf. Zion, good. Number 38. Where do we learn how David HaMelech died on Shabbos? That's on Daf. Lamed, good. Number 39. Where do we learn that one should daven not to get sick? That's on Daf. Lamed Beis, good. Number 40. Where do we learn about throwing a basket of kaveris into Rishusa Rabim? That's on Daf. Ches, good. Number 41. Where do we learn about unsinged wick cloths? That's on Daf. Chavtes, good. And finally, number 42, where do we learn about prohibited activities before mincha during the week? That's on Daf. Test, great. That concludes the first two laps. In the next session, we'll go through laps 3 and 4.